Republican commercial stirs the political pot.
He's pushing a big government plan that lets Washington bureaucrats interfere with what your doctors prescribe.
More spinning on the tire recall. I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where Ford and Firestone officials were back before Congress.
Daryl Strawberry says he blacked out from prescription drugs.
I didn't know if I hurt anybody or anything. I really feel bad for that.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The political debate today was about a Republican campaign commercial that some say gives Al Gore a subliminal low blow. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Maybe you've seen this Bush ad on TV.
He's pushing a big government plan that lets Washington bureaucrats...
Gore aides claim the last four letters in bureaucrats...
The prescription plan, bureaucrats...
Flash on the screen for a split second.
Seniors choose.
They charge the word rat sends a negative subliminal message to voters, and the vice president is protesting.
I think it's a very disappointing development, and it's something that I've never seen before.
But George W. Bush says it's silly.
The idea of putting subliminal messages into ads is... It's ridiculous. The idea of one frame out of 900 hardly, in my judgment, makes a conspiracy.
Bush says he wants to get back to the issues. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
You know that adorable four-year-old who single-handedly transformed your refrigerator into an art gallery? The one with your eyes and his quick wit? The one you'd move mountains for if you could? The one you're gonna serve chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
Hi, William Shatner here. Wouldn't it be great if you could save up to half off your grocery bill every time you shop? Well, now you can. Listen.
With Priceline, I'm shopping still at the same store that I've always shopped at. I'm saving at least $40 a week, and I'm getting the products that I want.
I'm saving about $30 to $40 when I check out. It makes me smile. It's great.
It won't be long before everyone's naming their own price for groceries at Priceline.com.
Using Priceline, I think we save about $60 a week.
Exactly 8 weeks from now, we'll be picking a president, and the latest CBS News New York Times poll shows a very tight race. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has details.
It's a dead heat. Gore leads narrowly by 3 percentage points, but that's also this poll's margin of error.
What's interesting is that Gore leads overwhelmingly when it comes to the issues that the voters care most about.
Namely, Medicare and Social Security, health care and education. CBS News Director of Surveys, Kathleen Frankovic.
Bush still holds a clear advantage on the question of leadership. More voters say that he has strong qualities of leadership, 65%, than say that about Gore, just 54%.
A big plus for Gore. For the first time, more voters believe he will win the election. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Ford and Firestone continued their public feud today as the Senate Commerce Committee looked at the government's response to problem tires. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Transportation Secretary Rodney Slater told the Senate committee Congress should give the government more power to see companies' warranty records and require firms like Ford and Firestone to tell the government next time they recall a product in another country.
It is this provision, we believe, that if enacted, will ensure, again, that this kind of situation never happens again.
Ford CEO Jacques Nasser testified again and continued his assault on Firestone for insisting all last year their tires were okay.
Contrary to those repeated assurances, we later learned a very different story from Firestone's confidential claims data.
Firestone executives keep trying to shift the blame too, saying Ford Explorer's design adds to the problems, as do drivers who don't put enough air in their tires. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In addition to the 6.5 million tires recalled, the government has warned that an additional 1.4 million might be dangerous. Firestone now says it will replace those tires. Something very unusual happened in North Texas today. Rain, lots of it, poured down on some parts of the region, the first measurable rainfall they've seen in 73 days. But while the downpours broke the dry spell, they were by no means an end to the drought. At Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, where they take official measurements, it didn't rain at all. In the Atlantic, about 330 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, Tropical Storm Florence became a hurricane this afternoon, with top winds of 75 miles an hour. But the storm isn't moving very much, and forecasters think it will eventually turn to the northeast and move away from the East Coast. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Want free incoming cellular calls? You're in luck, because if you sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan by September 30th, you'll get free incoming cellular calls through December 31st, 2001. Nextel has more ways than anyone to communicate with everyone, including digital cellular, Nextel Online Wireless Internet Services, and Nextel Direct Connect, the digital two-way radio feature on our Motorola phones. For free incoming calls, call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 and sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan today. Certain restrictions apply, subject to terms of a one-year promotional agreement.
Come in, sit down.
Well, sir...
You're fired.
But, no buts.
It's time to move on.
Moving? Click onto Realtor.com and search over 1.3 million current home listings. Check on schools, financing, even take virtual tours.
But, sir,
You'll never work in this state again.
With Realtor.com, you can do a specialized search, then click and connect with a Realtor anywhere in the country.
Got anything to say for yourself?
Yeah, I quit.
Realtor.com. It's the place to start when you start looking for a home.
Daryl Strawberry left jail in Tampa this morning to begin 2 years of house arrest. He was sentenced after admitting he violated probation yesterday by driving under the influence of prescription drugs. The suspended baseball star says he wasn't even aware of what happened.
I just blacked out. I didn't see anything, and I didn't know I ran into anything, and I didn't know if I hurt anybody or anything. I really feel bad for that.
The woman in the vehicle he hit was not hurt. Strawberry's been taking prescription drugs since his surgery last month for a recurrence of cancer. Saying Indiana basketball is bigger than anyone, Mike Davis has been named interim head coach at Indiana University, taking over from his former boss, Bob Knight. Players angered at Knight's firing had threatened to defect unless one of his assistants was picked to replace him. A Justice Department study of 675 federal death penalty cases finds the vast majority of defendants and victims are minorities. Attorney General Janet Reno says the study raises questions, but there's no evidence of racial bias.
We want to continue our efforts to make sure that we do everything we can to expose any bias if it exists. But at this point, we are troubled by the figures. But we have not found the bias.
Reno says the cases were solid and she sees no reason for a moratorium on federal executions. Dutch lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly for the most extensive gay rights anywhere in the world. The bill converts registered same-sex partnerships to full-fledged marriages and expands gay couples' ability to adopt children. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. What does it take to build a great internet company? The ability to make connections, cutting through the sometimes imposing chill of technology to effect a warm, emotional connection with your customers. With more options than ever before, customers are choosing to return only to the websites of those companies with whom they genuinely enjoy doing business. Think about the websites that you return to, the ones that offer simple, direct, easy, fun online experiences. Those companies have met the challenge of going beyond bulletin boards and chat rooms to make a lasting, personal connection. It's the human connection that gets customers to come back on the web.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet to give your business a competitive advantage by enabling your employees to communicate and collaborate like never before. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
The Dow picked up 37 points today. The Nasdaq lost 46 to finish at 38.49. How far will reality TV go? All the way into space. The trade paper Daily Variety says NBC is willing to pay nearly $40 million for the rights to a show that stages a competition and sends the winner to Russia's Mir space station. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.